Hello, everybody. Or the public hearing items?
Good evening. My name is Richard Sadowski. I'm representing Stowe County Surf Rider on several issues. This particular issue. One of the things I'd like to make an announcement: Surf Rider is hosting at Avila Beach on May 18th, a Hands Across the Sands event. This is a West Coast, East Coast, and international event to cease acoustic seismic testing, as well as a promotion for renewable energy and sustainable energy. On the issue of the water reclamation facility or the wastewater treatment plant, I've stated for several years, and in fact wrote a short summary report about 6 years ago regarding the current joint powers agreement. And if I may just cite a couple of issues, that the need for a new joint powers agreement between Cayuga Sanitary District and the City of Morro Bay, especially now that Cayuga Sanitary District is entertaining alternative methods and not being partnerships. One of the things is on page 3 in the JPA, the useful life of this plant was considered 30 years. That would have been 2002. Here we are 11 years later and still using an outdated agreement. I may add that this agreement was written, that the way it's written favors Cayucas in a lot of different ways, and in particular the ability to have a 50% vote when you only have about 19 to 20% of the flow that comes into the plant. So that's page 3. Also, there's issues regarding capital recovery. There was going to be a capital recovery fund set up for the replacement, eventual replacement, and the reconstruction of that plant. The public, I don't think, has been privy and has been, the council, I don't think, has been transparent in that fund and how the use of that money. Also, like I said, the JPA was originally written when what triggered it was when the plant was being reconstructed. So here we are talking about even moving the plant. There is no greater time, no desperate time, the need for a new JPA. And I may suggest that we use, that at least the city use an outside source and not have an inside source on that. Consulting.
Thank you, Mr. Sadowski. Public comment is still open if anybody would like to take the time right now.
My name is Homer Alexander. I'm a Morro Bay resident and ratepayer. I want to comment on the audit that you approved at your last meeting. The JPA is carrying on its balance sheet an asset for construction in progress of $2,130,000. I know this was brought up by the auditor at your March meeting, but it was never discussed. In another item on last month's agenda, there was a discussion about third-party contracts. In the first sentence of the conclusion section of the city attorney's staff report, he said, and I quote, "The original wastewater treatment plant project is dead." I don't know very much about public sector accounting, but in the private sector, the money that is carried in a construction in progress account would be written off as soon as the project is no longer viable. Since I assume the accounting principles are the same, the majority of the $2,130,000 plus whatever was spent last fall will be written off this year. I think you owe it to the 7,200 ratepayers in Morro Bay and Cayucas to let them know how much it cost when the Coastal Commission staff's decided to recommend denial of the Atascadero Road project. This write-off, in addition to putting a big dent in the JPA's balance sheet, will end up costing each of us about $300. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander. Anyone else for public comment at this time? None? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Any question or comments from Cayucas? Any questions or comments from this side?
MRP. Bruce, is there an MMRP report?
There's a report in your packet, about a one-pager. It's really just basically saying that we're still doing, you know, we're slowly plugging away, and we're still doing some investigation, draining tanks, looking at stuff, and trying to prioritize.
Okay, then I wouldn't ask to pull that.
Bruce, before we pull that, can you give us just kind of brief update on timeline and when that whole report's going to be coming back?
I would think the first part of it will come back and has actually been delivered in the budget package. And I'll put a little bit more information together for the next June meeting. So when you guys are deliberating on budget, I'm going to try and give you a second year cost per the motion that was passed. We kind of do a two-year running budget. And then I'm thinking you're probably at least 2 or 3 months out before you'd see a full-blown report. And I think I'm being optimistic on that one.
Any other questions? I have a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes.
Okay, Cayucas, same motion, please.
So moved.
Dan, thank
second.
You. Motion second by Shirley. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Irons.
Thank you. That moves us on to old business, which there's none, and then on to new business, which would take us to C1, and that would be a verbal report from our district. And at this time, we can open up for public comment as well. If there's anybody that wishes to speak to any of the items on our new business, now's the time for public comment. Seeing none, I'll turn it over to our report. Bruce?
Mr. Hines, I think the comment I just heard was to open public after the report.
Thank you. I got that. Thanks. So item C1. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and Board President and Board. I'll give you just a brief review of what the City of Morro Bay has been doing in regards to the new water reclamation facility since your last meeting. We did have our RFP due on the 15th of April for our preliminary planning consultant. We also had we have been successful in setting up quarterly meetings with the California Coastal Commission staff, and we met with them by telephone on the 25th to talk about a number of projects in Morro Bay, including just a brief update on where we are with the wastewater treatment plant and the water reclamation facility. And we also put together a selection committee to review the RFP for our planning consultant, and it was a pretty exciting time for Morro Bay because we added five residents in Morro Bay to our selection committee, as well as Councilmember Christine Johnson, Mayor Jamie Irons, and three staff members. We had an initial meeting to talk a little bit about that process. We also had on the 29th a study session at the Veterans Hall for the water reclamation facility, and basically it was just an education where we talked a little bit about the proposal and the timeline for the project. And we had a great participation, and that was televised as well, and it is playing again on Channel 20 if you're interested in watching that. On the 2nd of May, we ended up doing interviews for three proposers for the planning for the preliminary planning stages of the project. And on Tuesday night at our City Council meeting upcoming, we'll be we're proposing to approve John Rickenbach Consulting for that project. And that just brings you up to speed. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for staff on this side? Seeing none, Cayucas.
Any questions, Cayucas? I just wanted to comment that I did attend the study session on that Monday night, and I wanted to, again, compliment Rob Leivick for the job he did at that meeting. I just thought it was, he really did a nice job. Good job, Rob.
Yeah. Thank you. I too have the same compliments, Rob. That was it was great, well attended, and also wanted to comment on the selection committee process. That was pretty exciting, and we had a good turnout, a good team, and it was a really good process. And I don't know if Christine wanted to comment on that as well, but really pleased with the depth of folks we had to help us with that selection during the selection process, and I think we're moving in the right direction and made a good choice.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Irons. I would like to take a minute and to thank the five citizens who really appreciate those citizens giving up. Some of them gave up a whole day of work, which I did appreciate too, and want to recognize them for that, and just that the process was very positive moving forward. And hopefully if the public is watching and you know one of the five, that you'll reach out next time you see them at the grocery store or walking their dog and ask them their opinion, because I think that they would love to share the process with people. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Well said. And thanks, Bruce. All right. Seeing no more comments on item C1, I'll open it up for public comment if anybody wants to speak to that item.
Good evening, Council. Could we have some background on the Rickenbach consultant that has been chosen? And I understand that just Morro Bay is paying for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. And I think to respond to the Rickenbach contract, I think that will come back when that's agendized at our next meeting, unless you want to speak to that.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, it's on the proposal will be included in the council's agenda, which is on the which is going to be Tuesday night, and that's a proposed recommendation for that company. We haven't ordered that yet. The council will do that on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And Ms. Luker, will that include information about the other applicants as well?
Yes, I believe we'll be attaching all the proposals with that were interviewed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Marla.
Good evening. Marla Jo Bruton, North Morro Bay. And I'd like to get it clear with the public so we'll know. We hear a lot about the selection committee in Morro Bay, the two citizens that went to five. Also, there's, I think, we'd like to have you tell us who is on the selection committee and when is the first time, or have they already gathered together? Are they on the RFP proposals? Who wrote the needs for the RFP? Was that just staff, or was the city council involved in it? Because I know that this city council has said that they want to be primary guiding this project along. So I'm wondering, did you step in with the preparation of the RFPs? And did you step in with the selection of the RFPs? And when will the citizen committee, are they engaging? So the citizens, what we know most about is the selection committee of citizens. And so everyone's talking selection city, a selection committee. But is the staff a selection committee? Are they different selection committees? Or is every time we say selection committee, it means that everybody is on board? Go ahead.
Okay, we can respond to that. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Thank you. And so we have the RFP process, and then we have the selection committee process. And I'll ask Rob if you can help us out with that. But the RFP process itself was, we discussed that at council meeting, and the RFP was all discussed and approved at council. And the selection committee, once again, that went out for... that was advertised. People applied. We went through the selection process of the citizens at a city council meeting, and then the selection committee itself, following the applicants for our RFP process, the selection committee got together and interviewed the applicants, and that was basically the process. Rob, I don't know if you want to add to that or not.
Maybe just a little bit more
Thanks.
Details
yeah.
on how the how we procedurally went through that. Like you said, the RFP was based on direction from council. We put an RFP together, brought it back to the city council meeting, approved, advertised, onto the selection committee. We had five citizens on the committee, two council members, and three staff members, a large group of people. So we thought it would be better to divide the group into two, and we made it a mix. So we didn't want to put all, you know, the citizens in their own little room and have them pick and then have the staff pick and then come back together, because we thought we could learn from each other's expertise. So each selection committee was made up of one council person and a mix of staff and citizens. We each use different
of this particular consultant, and it will be borne by Morro Bay at this point. And then I also wanted to respond by naming the members of the public who you can run and bump into at the grocery store. And now they probably won't go that I've said this. But at any rate, or they will wear disguises. They are Paul Donnelly, Valerie Leviolette, Steve Shively, Donald Smith, and Don Boatman. And then just for clarification, the three staff people were Rob Livick and Bruce Keough and Rick Sauerwein. So from Public Services. Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification. George, do you have anything? No?
I don't have anything specific from Morro Bay, but I'm interested in hearing an update from Cayucas about their progress, and then I think the public comment's still open.
Yep, thanks, yeah. Okay, I'll bring that back to the board and turn it over to Cayucas for that report.
Okay, I'm sorry to report that we were unable to meet with WSC this last week, and that meeting is going to be rescheduled, I believe, for next week. So the report this time would be the same as the last time that Dan Lloyd gave.
Okay. And since there's no report, I don't know if there's a need or desire for public comment on your report, but we'll extend that invitation. Seeing none, we'll bring it back. And that covers item C1. And that's just a verbal update. No need for a motion to close that. And with that, we'll turn it over to item C2, and that would open it up for the next joint meeting and future agenda items. I'll look to my right. George, you have anything? Christine, none? No? Future agenda items?
I think this is just a discussion question about whether or not we do want to agendize. I thought that the question about the audit was a very valid one. I don't know if that's something we want to put on the future agenda for a response. I'd just like to discuss that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you have any comments on that, George?
No.
Noah?
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay. I would support that. So so for direction, so the comment we had on the audit, and specifically we had an excess and whether or not if this would be written off. And so we'd like to have a staff report that would come back and basically give us the information on Mr. Alexander's question about the $2,103,000 and how that is transferred over. And the maybe some information on public versus private accounting and how we're going to manage that excess and whether or not we'd be writing that off. Would that be clear, or is there anybody that are put on that? Okay. All right.
I don't think I would question whether we'll be writing that off.
turn it over to the board.
Okay, Shirley, did you have a comment you wanted to make regarding the next agenda?
Yeah. Okay, this is tricky.
You're on.
Well, I just wanted to comment that this is the second meeting in a row that we've just about wrapped it up in 30 minutes, and I think that it's an expensive 30 minutes when we have to bring all the staff and everyone, and I would think that it would be good to at least consider tabling this until we have something substantive to discuss, because everybody's searching now and getting information, but we won't have any results of that for some time. So that's my suggestion.
Okay, I'd like to say that we do have a budget meeting coming up here in June, and I'd suggest we stay on a meeting for June. We had scheduled monthly meetings as we were in the process of getting close to our treatment plant effort in the past, but with the looking forward, we're really not expecting to see much information for some time, and maybe after June we could go back to quarterly meetings unless there's something that needs to be reported.
Any comments from the Morbay board?
Well, I think it each meeting there is quite a bit of public interest in this project, and so even having the public
does cost to set us up here today. Just, you know, is it going to be a significant savings? Because I do think there's value to having the public updated monthly, as this is our largest infrastructure project ever. There seem to always be ongoing questions, and there may be new developments that come out of our process with the consultant. So I don't know. I'm putting a little bit of pressure on you to come up with a dollar figure. So if you don't have it, that's okay. I understand.
Let's see. I think our city manager has a response for that.
Between the cost for AGP and the setup for time, it's probably between $400 and $500. That's an estimate off the top of my head. That's not counting staff time. So just for your information.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. Well, and to taking that into consideration, I think we have a future agenda item. Is that pretty clear, Bruce? And then we can bring that back for June, along with our budget, and we'll continue with the June meeting. And, you know, if we really need to agendize the discussion about continuing on with monthly meetings, maybe we should just add that as an agenda item and just say, hey, look, let's have this as a topic to discuss whether or not we need to be meeting on a monthly basis, and just put it on that route, and then we'll have an open discussion there. And seeing no more comments for future agenda items, any more for Cayucas?
Just did we say the meeting would be June 13th, and that'll be hosted by Cayucas?
June 13th?
June 13th, yes. And we'd like to let AGP Video know that we have a picture of Cayucas that we'd like to see on the screen. Thanks.
Seeing no more comments and the future agenda items are taken care of, this meeting would be adjourned. Thank you.